In your life, I wonder if you have one day that stands out above all others. Perhaps the day that you first met your life partner. Maybe a day when you realised you had an aptitude for something special. Or the day your vocation revealed itself. These days are rare and come unannounced, but they alter the whole course of our life voyage. Recently, my wife and I saw the film A Street Cat Called Bob. Yes, I can see some of you've watched it as well. You wouldn't think that a cat turning up unwanted in a drug addict's flat was worthy of a film. But that event turned out to be just one of those special days. So there's my free recommendation for you tonight if you want a film to watch. But now, on to our main feature tonight. A pregnancy is announced. A new boy is to be born, to be king, destined to be known across the world. The mother is nervous, for this is her first time. The older father is by her younger wife's side. They travel to the place of birth, there at the special maternity unit. No less than the professor of midwifery is there on hand to help. Yes, the safe delivery is proclaimed by writing it up on an easel for all to see who pass by the palace gates. 21-gun salutes are fired in capital cities in his honour. Church bells peal in celebration. New coins are minted. These are, as you've probably worked out, some of the events that accompanied Prince George of Cambridge when he was born in 2013. There's very little in common with the birth of the king that we've gathered to celebrate here tonight. No modern maternity hospital with the best trained team. No press from more than 60 countries camping outside the door. Instead, our story tonight features a squad of sheep keepers. They were minding their own business, or possibly somebody else's business, for they were probably hired workers looking after the landowner's sheep and goats. After an ordinary day, perhaps they were wrapped up tight, amusing themselves by looking up at the stars, trying to remember which one is Ursa Minor. But as they looked, the stars faded with an unexpected bright vision. This became a night like no other. The course of their lives changed. I wonder who would be today's equivalent of those shepherds. Well, I'll stick my neck out and suggest that they might be migrant workers from Eastern Europe, working out in the fields, picking our crops. It's they that do the backbreaking, antisocial work that many of us wouldn't want to do, but that feed our nation. It is to social and even religious misfits like them that Almighty God sent his messengers. A glorious show, even more startling than an IMAX 3D movie. A 21st century army or air force can light up the sky with the spectacle from exploding bombs and watch with grim satisfaction. But it takes someone more powerful still to explode the sky with joy and usher in peace. Suddenly there was, with the angel, a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favours." The shepherds followed the angel's hint and set off in haste to Bethlehem to try to find the baby that was such good news. They were told about the manger to help them find the right house and family. I wonder what they said when they found this holy child in such unholy surroundings. And I wonder what Mary and Joseph thought to have these strange visitors turning up with talk of heavenly fireworks. And what were the shepherds thinking to abandon their sheep out on the hills, quite probably abandoning their jobs as well? For they didn't keep their midnight hike quiet. They spread the wonder of the sights they saw and the news they had heard. God was doing something he'd long promised, sending the Saviour to his people. Doing it in such a way that was good news, not just to the elites, but to the ordinary people, even to the outcasts and the people who didn't know the Jewish God. For this child would be good news for all the peoples, not just the Jews. In recent months, we've seen our political leaders in Europe and America try to respond to the many ordinary citizens who feel ignored and dispossessed. We hear promises to bring them greater prosperity, often explicitly at the cost of other nations. We hear talk of barriers going up to prevent others moving in and taking up our resources. And we hear too scarcity, and we see closed arms rejecting others. However, God is doing something wonderful. Through a poor child born in a backwater village of a despised nation, he's bringing blessing to all nations and all generations. With arms open wide, offering to all from his limitless generosity. And it's announced first to shepherds. We remember, we celebrate Jesus coming to earth. In Holy Communion, Christians remember his death and resurrection too, the culmination of his mission to earth. Still today, Jesus comes to meet us in the pages of the Bible that his Holy Spirit inspired for us. In the communion meal we'll be sharing in a few minutes, Jesus comes, continues to come and meet us through his Holy Spirit. The meal is Jesus's, not mine. As an ordained person, I just have the honour and responsibility of hosting it. All are welcome who truly want to know Jesus more and trust him. It doesn't matter whether it's been years or just days since you've remembered him with thanks. For our God is the God of fresh starts. Soon we'll be singing, "O come, let us adore him." Jesus calls us to come to him. Will you, like the shepherds, suspend your disbelief and respond with an open heart, trusting that he is indeed good news to our broken world? Amen.